You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcasts. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And today we get to do one of our favorite episodes. We are doing one of our Things Our Kids Have Said recently episodes where we talk about some of the funny things our kids do and say because they really do say the darndest things.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
So pure of heart.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of pure of heart, I guess I'll get started. I have a really funny story. I don't know if I've told you about this, but my daughter, she's about to be five. And so this past summer, we've been staying home together, her and my son and I've been watching them all summer because I'm a teacher. And my son, he's two. And I'd say like, okay, my daughter's pretty clumsy most of the time, but my son is very sturdy on his feet. Like he does not fall hardly ever. Whereas my daughter, like, even now, I'm like, that girl's gonna fall over something, you know? So we were it was one of the mornings they'd woken up. My daughter's in the bathroom. She's brushing her teeth. My son's in the bedroom with me. Like, we're getting ready to start the day. And out of nowhere, like, he was just standing up and then out of nowhere, falls over. And because it was so random, I really try not to cuss in front of the kids, but I went like, oh my gosh, what the hell? Like, happened. And my daughter is in the bathroom brushing her teeth. She has the toothbrush in her mouth and she goes, "Mom, you said a bad word." And I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry, I said a bad word. I didn't mean to. Sorry. I'm not gonna say it. Moving on." You know, I made sure my son was okay. And like moments had passed. She's finally done brushing her teeth. She's done getting dressed. We're starting the day. She comes into the bedroom with me and my son and she goes, "Are you ready to talk about it?" And I was like, "What do you mean? When am I ready to talk about what?" And she goes, "You know, what the hell? Are you ready to talk about it?" And I was like,
"Sounds like you."
I guess I'm ready to talk about it. And she starts off by going, "So that's a bad word. And I don't think we should use words like that anymore. So do you think maybe we just don't use those words in the future?" And I was like, You're right. I'm going to try really hard not to use those words from now on. Thank you so much."
She's you. All I can see is you saying that to her.
Yeah.
In that verbatim. She's you.
Yes. Yeah. It was like the tables had turned, like just the way she talked to me about it. "So, are you ready to talk about it? You know."
That's so funny.
What the hell?
Well, maybe she needs to be around my youngest, because when Taylor and I were recently at the lake, we were driving. Obviously, we couldn't put everybody in one, four people per family. And we're driving separate, and I'm texting Taylor, and we're going to go putt-putting. And I text her, because we're in the car, and I go, "Oh my God," like, just called Luke, my husband, a fucker in the car. And what happens is, my husband goes the wrong way. And he's like, "Oh, mother," or he said, "Oh, what the fuck," or something like that. And we're driving, and he turns around and we're driving. We get back on the highway and all I hear is, "Daddy, you're such a fucker." And I was like, I stopped and I was like, in my head, I'm thinking, don't acknowledge. I want to really know what she said. And I go, "What'd you say?" And she goes, "Yeah, Daddy, you're such a fucker." And I look at my husband and I go, "Did she just say what we think she said?" And he goes, "I think so." And then our oldest, who is the oldest child and who tries to protect the youngest from always getting in trouble, that or even being upset. She'll like, my oldest would eat my youngest told her to if it made her happy. That's just how it is. And my oldest goes, "Oh no, Mommy, she didn't say that word. She called Daddy a sucker." And we both looked at each other and I was like, "Oh my God, she's just trying to back her up. Like, she's just trying to save her."
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was so freaking cute. I was like, "Oh my God." But yeah, after we get out of the car, I was like, we don't say that. Please don't say that. Oh my God.
That's so funny. But like at the same time, like there have been times in the past that like my daughter's gone to get milk out of the fridge. Like she really wants to try and be independent. Mm-hmm. And so she'll try and take like a gallon of milk out of the fridge and she like doesn't realize how heavy it is. And so the one time she did it and she's like reaching out, she's like, "Oh shit." Trying to pull it out of the fridge. And I'm like, "What'd you say?" And she was like, "Nothing." I said, "Nothing. Nothing." Like, she sounded like you said something. "No. No, I didn't say anything."
Sure. Oh my gosh. It's just so, I don't know. It's so funny to me because they always use it in the right context.
Yes.
Always. And in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Our home should be a free space. They're too young of an age to realize that home versus being outside of the home, like at school, is different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Right now, I'm currently telling my children they can't. And as they age, I'll probably just say, "If you want to cuss, cuss in my home."
Not outside. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, how old were you when you started cussing, like, freely?
Freely? Probably high school.
Yeah. I was going to say probably, like, middle school or high school. Like, I don't think I ever, like, felt comfortable cussing in front of my parents until I was an adult.
Yeah.
Like, cussing at school, cussing during games, you know, when I'm around my friends, yeah. Like that started pretty early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never cussed at my parents, but definitely I probably cussed in the home in high school in front of them.
Yeah.
But my brother and I both have a very vulgar language at times, so it just comes with the territory, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny. So my son, he's in the terrible twos or terrific twos or whatever you want to call it. Like terrific in quotation marks. I don't really like it. It is what it is.
Tomboy twos.
Treacherous twos. I don't know. The twos. He's in the twos, guys. You guys get it. Especially if like we went to Katie, her daughter's birthday, right? A couple weeks ago. Katie came on our show and talked about her journey with breast milk donation. Mm-hmm. And how she donated to the milk bank and everything like that. I've known Katie since, like, she's my oldest friend. I've known her probably since I was, like, my daughter's age, since I was, like, 5. And getting ready to start kindergarten. What episode was that? Okay, her episode was episode 54. It's called Milk Donors Are Heroes, if you guys want to go back and look at it. But anyway, so Katie had her daughter's birthday party. And while we were there, my son, like everyone else in the house, everybody else is inside. They're opening presents, everything like that. We took my son outside. It was just me and my son outside underneath the deck, and he's just running around in his swimming suit, like playing in the pool and stuff like that. And then Brandon came out, Luke came out, and we're all sitting there talking. And I was like, this is just second child stuff, right? Like, this is how your daughter was, your youngest. And he was like, no, no, this is very different.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Mike, it's constant. He's constantly doing stuff and like trying to destroy things. I was like, Blake was like this, right? Like your daughter was like this. And he was like, no. Like, this is very different. This is different. And I was like, no, like, this isn't right. Like, it's just a second child thing. It's not because, like, it's him. He gets into this mode where he'll get tired, Sam. And he'll just, like, start picking up stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's within arm's reach, he'll pick it up and just chuck it. He'll just start throwing stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, oh, my God. And I, like, try and pick it up really fast and, like, stop him from grabbing something else. Because he'll just break it. He'll just break it, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. So, like, I took off all of the shelves, like, halfway up. Like, we have a fireplace.
And he's getting taller, too.
Yes. Yes. He is getting taller. He's getting very tall. Yes. And so we have these built-in shelves next to our fireplace. And so I used to keep a bunch of stuff on these lower shelves, but he'll get tired and just like books and stuff like that. And he'll just start throwing all the books off of the shelf. And meanwhile, I'm picking up the books, trying to put them back. And he's just throwing them all on the floor. So I'm like, forget it. I'm just taking the shelves off. I'm putting them down in the basement. When he's big enough, I'll put the shelves back. It's fine.
You can but actually, like, take the shelf off.
Yeah, I took the shelves off and I put them down in the basement. Except now, like, it's really ugly.
Of course.
I know, but like, you know, it's a little bit like, really? I can't have nice things, you know, whatever, it's fine. But like, he'll start doing that kind of stuff, but I blame Brandon a little bit because I know that he was a challenge when he was growing up, when he was my son's age, like, and he was a leash kid.
I don't shame the game because I had my mother buy one when my kids were little just in case, but that's funny.
yes apparently he was a very big challenge, and he'll talk about it freely, like, yeah I was not an easy kid.
And his mom
if you ask his mom, she has no shame in the game either. She's like, listen, like, he was very difficult. So, I'm like, oh, my God. It's just a miniature version of Brandon. That's what I have. I don't know what to do with him. So,
mine's totally.
He doesn't have a leash. He does not have a leash. But he does have a backpack that has a handle on the top of it. So, like, whenever we get out of the car, I just grab the handle on the top of his backpack to make sure he doesn't run away. But sometimes he'll be really trying and he'll be like running. So his arms will be flailing and his feet will be going. And I'm just holding on to the backpack. I'm like, you cannot go anywhere.
Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I can't remember if I talked to you about this or not. I think I did. So the other night, our youngest came into our bedroom at like 5 in the morning when we were all waking up, and I'm in the bathroom, I get out, and so I was like, start kissing her and stuff like that. Well, as she's climbing out of her bed, you know how kids like slide off a big bed on their tummies and you can see their tushies up in the air?
Yeah.
So she's sliding out, her pants are wet, and I go, did you pee in your bed? And she goes, no, I didn't pee in my bed. And I go, oh, you didn't? Then why are your pants wet? And she goes, my pants all wet. I didn't pee my pants. And I was like, they look really wet. And so I had my husband go, and I said, did she pee in our bed, Luke? And he goes, no, she didn't pee in our bed. I go, well, while I manage her, will you go check her bed? And he's like, yeah, she didn't pee in her bed either. I pull back our comforter, it's of her laying next to my husband. She had peed in my fucking bed.
No.
Because she didn't take herself to the bathroom after she woke up. She is like, she is persistent that every time she wakes up in the morning, she does not need to sit on the toilet. And it's like a fight. She screams at you. She flails. She tells you you're mean. She won't go sit on the potty. So she ended up peeing in my bed. I was so pissed. Sat down. I started talking to her and I was like, I know. I was like, hey, should we pee in beds? And she was like, no. I said, should we pee in our pants? No. I said, so why'd you do it? She goes, because I thought it was funny. I about.
Did you make her clean your bed?
I should have. I should have. But I did. When she told me because I thought it was funny, I was like, I called my mom on the way to work and I was like, yeah, mom. I never felt so much anger in my life when my kid told me she thought it was fucking funny to piss in my bed. Like, I was about to throw arms.
Real funny. You want me to go pee in your bed? I'm going to go pee in your bed. Go pee in your bed right now.
And it was already a trying morning that morning because I love my oldest. I love her. God, they're going to hate this when they get big, but whatever. You know, it's funny. And so, like, anytime my oldest really needs to go pee, she always uses the word, because she got it off of Bluey, busting.
Mm-hmm. I did not
know. They say, I'm still going to have to go pee. I think it's Bluey. I don't know, but she says it. And a lot of the time, she rushes to the toilet, and she'll sit down and not grab toilet paper. And I'll say, did you grab toilet paper? And she'll say, no, can you get it? Because it's too far to reach. And she'll be like, I was busting. I just couldn't get it. So I'm in the middle of changing my sheets from my youngest peeing to my oldest yelling at me. And she's 4 and a half. She's very competent. She goes, hey, mama. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be right there. I'll grab you some toilet paper. It's fine. I'll be right there. And she's like, no. I'm sorry. I was busting real bad. And I accidentally peed on your floor a little. So,
no.
Yeah, it's like 5:30 in the morning. I'm cleaning the sheets off my bed. Then I have to clean the floor in the bathroom because she peed on the floor. And, oh, my God. And so then she's sitting there. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was busting so bad. And I'm like, babe, it's fine. You know, accidents happen. It's okay. But maybe next time let's go to the bathroom like we need to go, not when we need to rush. And she was right. Like, okay. Like, she does this a lot. Like, oh, my God. And my husband walks upstairs because he was doing something in the basement. And I was like, he's like, how are the girls? I was like, oh, you know.
Not great.
Not great this morning. Don't feel like talking about it. I was like, oh, my God.
Why don't you ask them?
And that I was mean and rude. Like, three times that morning. She told me I was mean and rude. Oh, yeah, because I yelled at her, not yelled at her, but I raised my voice about her peeing in my bed, and she goes, you're being so mean. And I said, I'm not being mean. I'm being your mommy, and you need to hear this. And then she turned around, and she goes, you're so rude. And I was like, I'm not rude. Oh, I had it with her that morning. I was like, oh, my God. Sam. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta go.
No.
I love my children, but that's why I like my breaks. They're crying with my in-laws for like 2 or 3 days right now.
Oh, that's
enjoying the farm. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But they have deer, don't they?
They do. So, and they just had some fawns. So if you haven't been listening and you're joining us and you're a new listener, I've talked about it a couple times before. My in-laws live in Illinois on a pretty big farm. And when my husband was little, they raised deer for butcher, and they also like share crop. They have their own crops that they do, so we get like a whole bunch of fruits and stuff for the summers and stuff. But they raised deer when my husband was little, and then my children were the first grandchildren, and my in-laws thought it'd be great to bring deer back onto the farm for my kids to have. So there's the full grown, or I guess I would say they're adults technically, because two of them now have children. but me, my brother and sister-in-laws, and then Fresca and Biscuit are my daughter's deer. And Fresca and Biscuit. Biscuit's the buck. Fresca is the doe. And they had two fawns that my daughters named Elsa and Anna. So we were there last weekend, and the girls were able to do that. And then my brother-in-law has Peacock's property, And he brought over like 30 peacock feathers for my daughter because she keeps telling me she wants a peacock. Yeah. Yeah. She, like my brother-in-law, he originally had Petey the peacock and then he got some more peacocks. So he's 7 now. But my brother-in-law told her one of them could be hers. So now she named one of the peacocks Rosie.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lovely. I know that's not funny, but yeah, there's a little bit of a backstory on that stuff, but
it's cute though.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, getting back to potty training and pee and all that stuff. My son, we've been trying to potty train him this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's an interesting thing I've noticed. Like with my daughter, we potty trained her when it was the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
We were home. Mm-hmm. Both my husband and I were home. She was ready. It was like blatantly obvious that she was ready. And we had her potty trained before her second birthday. Fully potty trained. Now my son, he's been ready for a while. Like I feel like when a kid tells you that they've peed in their diaper, like, Mama, I peed, they are ready. You know what I mean? Like, if they can communicate with you that they have a dirty diaper, they're ready.
Yeah. Like, maybe they may not potty train quickly, but they're definitely in this process.
Right. If they can communicate about it, I feel like, you know, I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. What do I know? And he was interested in the potty, too. He was also interested in what was going on. He was interested in what his sister was doing, you know. So, we started it when summer break started. And I was like gung-ho. I was like, here we go. Only underwear. That's what we're doing. And I lasted 2 days before I was like, I can't keep washing underwear. This is the worst idea I've ever had. Maybe Brandon was right. Maybe we should have waited. Oh, my God. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to put him in pull-ups. It'll be fine. Whatever. But he is very stubborn. He's very stubborn. So it kind of sounds like, you know, your daughter doesn't want to sit on the potty. My son often doesn't want to sit on the potty, even though he needs to sit on the potty. And so, like, it's a fight. And so I will sit there while he is on the potty and wait for him to go. Because if I walk out of the room, he will try and get himself off of the potty, right? So the one day, my daughter and I were sitting outside of the bathroom waiting for him to use the bathroom. And she is like, sometimes kids are so touchy-feely. And sometimes I feel like I am not a touchy-feely person. I feel like I have to be feeling a certain type of way to like accept that affection sometimes. Especially if like, she's just like rubbing my leg. And I'm like, okay, can we stop? Can you stop rubbing my leg? And she goes, why do you have spikes all over your legs? I was like, oh God. Like, why do you have spikes all over your legs? Like, oh, they're not God. Spikes, it's hair, because I don't feel like shaving, okay?
That makes me think about, oh my God. I was cuddling my oldest on the couch maybe a month ago. And I had my arm up kind of wrapped around her, but like if she turned her head, she could see my armpit. And she, oh my God, she turns her head to look at me and she goes, she like lunges backwards and she goes, ew. and I go, what's wrong? And she goes, there's hair there. And I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, like, this is TMI, but I don't give a crap. I've been getting Brazilian waxes for about 10 years. But sometimes I have hair, a little bit of hair there before you wax. Sometimes I don't have hair. And so if the girls walk in, like, my girls just, I'm very free with my body. I walk around my bedroom naked, usually with the door open when I'm getting dressed out of the shower, because I don't like putting clothes on a freshly clean. It's gross to me. Like, I can't. So my kids, like, they're free with, like, walking in. And they'll walk in, and my oldest goes, why do you sometimes have hair and sometimes don't? I'm like,
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, this is not a conversation I should be having with my 4-year-old.
Right, right.
Like, I understand, like, me being naked probably instigated it, but I'm like, come on, like, why do you have to be that observant?
Right.
Like, why?
Oh, my God.
And then we have been on, nobody in our family has died recently, but we've been on the talk about death lately. Mm-hmm. I talked to you about this recently.
Yeah.
My husband and I's birthday is coming up. My husband's end of July, I'm early August. We're 5 days apart. And my oldest started crying on the couch one night. We were watching a movie, and we were talking about how my husband was getting older, and he was going to be 33, and she started crying, and she's like, you got old. You're getting so old, and you're going to die soon. And I was like, we're not going to die soon. And she's like, but you're so old. So then we had this whole conversation, and for like 3 days, she would not stop talking about how mainly me specifically was going to be going to heaven soon.
Jeez. How'd that make you feel?
Yeah. Bad. And finally, like, my husband is in the kitchen cooking, and I'm sitting with the girls in the family room one night, and you're going to hear a bang in a second. I'm just going to warn everybody. And he's standing at the counter, and he goes, no more heaven talk. It was so mad. Like, she's in the middle talking about it. Mommy, you're so old. You're going to be 33 heaven soon. And, you know, I love you so much. But, yes, I will miss you a lot. And I will be sad when that happens. And I was like, oh, my God. And that pissed my husband off. He was like, no more. Just, we're done.
That's funny. We have an elderly dog. Yeah, Bear. Poor Bear. He's over here like a freight train just snoring away right now. I don't know if the mic's picking up on any of it. It probably isn't, but like he's not doing well. Like when the school year ended, he wasn't doing well. And like some of my students would ask, like, how's your dog doing? I'm like, not good. And they were like, is he going to make it through the summer? And I was like, it'll be a miracle if he makes it through the summer. Like, that's how bad Bear is doing. Like, he's not doing well. So, I know. And he's such a sweet dog. He's so sweet. And he's always been so good with the kids. He's always, like, he's never snapped at them. And they, like, have climbed all over him. And he just, like, lets it happen. He's just the sweetest to them. But he's just old, you know, he's just an old guy. He stinks. His breath is stinky. Poor guy can't really walk a ton really anymore. Like his back legs just don't really do it for him anymore. But like we were outside, this was probably in like the end of June, and my daughter comes and sits next to me and Bear, and she's like, Mom, is Bear gonna die soon? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and I don't know how often I talk about Bear not doing well in front of the kids, but, like, it's pretty blatantly obviously, like, pretty blatantly obvious that he's not doing super great. Like, the dog has fallen down. Like, we have, like, 2 steps from our deck down to the grass, and he'll sometimes fall from those 2 steps into the grass. And I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. And so, like, it doesn't happen very often anymore because we got him on, like, arthritis medicine and stuff like that. But, like, arthritis medicine can only do so much. You know what I mean? So anyway, my daughter, she asks me this, and she's like sitting there holding him, like bear hugged style, you know? And I'm like, well, I mean, everybody dies eventually. Like I don't really, like, maybe Bear will die before, you know, normal, you know, the normal progression of everybody else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's had a full life. He's had a full life. And she's like, what does that mean? So then I had to tell her, like, dogs don't live as long as humans do. Especially bigger dogs. He's a big dog. Bigger dogs don't usually live as long as humans. Mm-hmm. He's had a full life. He's lived in, like, 5 different houses. Because Brandon got him when he was in college for free in a Walmart parking lot. Like, no, Bear's had a very, like, he's lived a full bachelor lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's same kind of conversation with her. Like, I'm going to miss him. I don't want him to die. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want him to die either. But it's like, he's not, like, it seems like he's in a lot of pain. So, I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah. Sad turn of talking about things.
No,
it's not super funny.
No, it's a hard conversation to have.
Yes.
But it's also super awkward when your kid tells you you're super old and you're going to go to heaven soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think in, like, past episodes, too, like, I feel like we do get on the topic of death sometimes with the things that our kids say. Like, I know one time it was like, well, you guys are going to get me another brother when this one dies, right? And it's like, wait a second. No, that's never going to happen.
My oldest said that recently. I remember when your oldest said it, but my oldest said it. When my sissy dies, are we going to have another sissy, another baby?
Yeah.
I was like, not going to happen. Like, she will not die when you guys are little.
Yeah.
Obviously, things can happen, but...
Right. But for this conversation, yeah, everybody's living a long and happy life.
Correct. Like, we're not going to delve into that, because then it's
going to talk about the future.
It's 10 million more questions they're going to have.
Right.
What? But yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. God, I feel like my kids have just been crazy this summer with, our nanny. I love her. Love her. She's a preschool teacher, and she lived across the street. She just got a condo with her boyfriend, but she's... We had her this first day she was there at our house. My husband came upstairs and kind of relieved her because he works from home Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And when she was there, obviously the first day was Monday, when he walks upstairs and he was like, oh yeah, you're more than welcome. You can leave. You know, I'm done for the day. And my oldest looks at him and goes, I would actually leave. Like, she was dead serious. He called me and he's like, I cannot believe she told me she would prefer me to leave the house than the nanny. It totally, I think, was like a shot to the heart to him. He was so sad.
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
No.
Aren't I good enough for you?
Face experiments, like, every freaking day. But, yeah. It made him really sad.
Yeah. Well, that's good that they got so much out of their summer with her, though. You know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I started off summer being like, we're doing baking soda and vinegar. We're going to mm-hmm. paint this playhouse. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to wash the playhouse. And then we're going to do all these really fun activities. And then July rolled around and I was like, it is 100 degrees outside. We're not going outside. Mm-hmm. We're staying in. We're not turning on the oven. We're not cooking because it's 100 degrees outside. Like,
yep.
You guys can play with each other. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. What? Well, I change it, like, on what you can do, and it sucks. Because there'd be some days they'd be like, we didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, you don't have to do stuff every day.
Right. They actually say that boredom is a good thing for kids.
It is. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It creates their imagination. Like, this morning, this is really funny. My youngest is the kid. She could care two shits about screen time. Turn the TV on. She's not even in the room. She doesn't even know the TV's on. Like, that's just how it is. She's playing Barbies by herself, living life. So my mother-in-law is trying to usher them out of the house to go to their house for the weekend. And I turn around and I was like, where's my youngest? And my husband's like, I don't know. And all I hear is a very faint, I'm in the playroom playing with my Barbies. And I was like, we're trying to have you leave. Like,
get out.
Like, yeah. And she's like, no. And I'm like trying to get ready for work because my mother-in-law always gets them at like 6 a.m. before like a work day. And my youngest goes, I want to stay and play with my Barbies. And I'm like, you need to get in the car. And just get in the car. And she's like, oh, mom. And I'm like, I don't have to tell you, your grandma's about to leave you if you do not get in this car.
That's so funny.
She starts sprinting down the car, sprinting down the hallway, and she's like, don't leave me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love, though, like, how much, like, I don't know, like, how much our kids love their families. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's really special. Mm-hmm. Like, my son, every night, every night he would go, he would name everybody in our family. Aww. And would be like, Papa? I'm like, yeah, Papa loves you. Oh, I love Papa. I love Papa. Gigi? Yep, Gigi loves you. Oh, I love Gigi. Gigi, I love you. I love you, Gigi. Like, you know, and would go through literally everybody in the family.
That's so sweet.
It was so sweet. And then my brother, his name is Sam. Sam came on our show, like, when we first
started. He was our very first episode, wasn't he?
It wasn't our very first episode, but he was our very first interview with someone. Yes, he was our very first guest. I think it was our fourth or fifth episode. Mm-hmm. It was very early. And so S is our episode 5. Episode 5, An Uncle's Perspective is what it was called. And so his name is, I would say, probably more difficult to pronounce than my other brother's name. His name is Pete. And so my son, like, would always call Pete, but then would also go to Sam and go, uh-oh, Pete? And Sam's like, no, I'm Sam. No, Pete. No, Pete. No, I'm Sam. No, Pete. You're wrong. You're both Pete. And I think, like,
they kind of do look alike, though.
They do look a little bit alike. But, like, I think even one time, like, I was on the phone with you, and I was like, hey, say hi to Miss Sam. And he was like, hi, Pete. Like, I'm pretty sure that he just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who, which Sam it was. Call him Pete.
Yep, I do remember that. You're like, it's not Pete, it's Sam. It's Sam.
Yeah. Like, I think that was really hard for my brother for a while, though, because he was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Why won't he say my name? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, eventually he's going to start saying your name, and you're going to be like, remember when he called me Pete and that was so cute? You're going to really miss it. Miss it.
See, but I'm sure my brother, oh my God, my youngest is so funny. She will have me FaceTime my brother, even though my sister-in-law, I could call her. She'll say, call Uncle Jay. And so we'll FaceTime him and he'll answer and she'll say, I want to see Aunt Courtney. It's so funny. I feel so bad for him. He's like, oh.
Yeah. Nice to see you. Okay. Let's go to someone who I really care about here.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Anytime we FaceTime and like my kids were the first grandkids on both sides of the family. They just became not the first, like the only grandchildren in the family almost less than a year ago. And my kids are 3 and 4. So they have had a lot of both side grandparent time.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is having a hard time adjusting to being not the baby anymore. Hard, very hard. And when my brother and sister-in-law still lived in Minneapolis, even when I would FaceTime and I'd be like, oh, hi, baby. And, like, saying my niece's name. My youngest could be in the other fucking room. And she'd go, hey, that's my mom. And my brother knows I go.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then when they recently moved here, we've been hanging out with them a lot at my mom's pool. And I will literally be holding my niece, and my daughter will swim by and try and separate us. And she'll go, that's my mom. And my brother will be like, she knows that we all know it's not mom. She just wants to hold her. And I'd be like, can I please hold her? She's my niece. I haven't seen her and I really want to hold her. And she'll be like, no. Oh my God. It's so funny. Like, I feel bad. I literally laugh because it's just like, all I know in my head is she's just struggling with being the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not being the baby anymore.
Right. Not all the attention's on her.
Nope. She's still a cute one, but it, like, technically probably in her mind is she's not the cute baby anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
I know. It's funny, though. I feel bad laughing, but she gets so pissed. Like, all up in a tizzy.
Yeah. think I only have one more story to tell.
Okay, let's hear it.
So it actually happened tonight. My daughter, after we put my son to bed, we always, you know, we let her come downstairs and pick up some of the toys in the playroom because we have a Roomba that goes around. And if we don't pick up the toys at night, it'll suck up the toys and it'll get stuck. And like Barbie hair inside of a vacuum is not super fun, you know? So we let her go down and do it independently for a while while we're putting our son to bed. And then we'll go down and we'll help her out a little bit, right? Because she didn't make that whole mess by herself. My son did too. My son probably made the majority of the mess. But we like to think maybe it's equal. I don't know. He definitely makes a lot of mess, though. So we go down and I'm like, hey, this train set, I know that your brother dumped it out. I will pick up the train set. But you both dumped all of the toys out of the toy chest. How about you start putting the toys in the toy chest while I'm picking up the train set? And she's like, okay, that sounds good. Keep in mind, like, she put away all of her dress-up clothes. She hung them up on the hangers and hung them up inside of her wardrobe, which is kind That's of a big impressive. Deal for a four-year-old to do. Yeah, especially because, like, she had to move something over to stand on so that she could reach the hanger. She was really proud of herself, and I was really proud of her for that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, as I'm picking up the pieces for this train set, I'm like, hey, it kind of seems like maybe we're missing some pieces. Do you know where some of those might have gone to? And she was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think my brother put them down the vent. I think he shoved them down the vent. And I was like, oh, well, that's not good. That's not good. She's like, why? Why is that not good? And I'm like, well, because, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to get them out. And she lost it. She's like, what do you mean we're not going to be able to get them out? And I'm like, well, I don't know how far down they went. And I don't want to stick my hand down there. And do you see the pieces? And she goes, well, no. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sticking my hand down there to feel around with all that dust and stuff. We'll have to ask your daddy. And so Brandon comes down the stairs. Meanwhile, my daughter is now crying. She's crying. She's like, we're never going to have these tray pieces again. They're gone forever.
Oh, God. That sounds like her.
Yes. I was like, it's okay. Like, I'm sure they weren't important pieces. Like, how could they even get shoved down the vent in the first place? I really didn't think that they could fit, you know, through those tiny little
slats.
Did he
take the thing off, maybe? Is he able? Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I don't think he's big enough, like, to realize that those things can actually come out of the ground. And so Brandon comes downstairs. He's like, why won't you just stick your hand down there? I'm like, it's gross. I don't want to stick my hand down there. You stick your hand down there. And so he's like, his full arm is down in this vent searching for these train pieces. And he's like, I don't feel anything. I don't think there's anything down here. And now my daughter is like, they're gone. The full dramatics are in effect, you know. And I go, I don't think they got shoved down the vent. I don't think that they're down there. And she was like, why not? And I was like, well, daddy's got a really long arm. And it's not like it goes straight down, you know. Like
it goes like sideways for a while.
Yeah, sideways. So I was like, if they were down there, he would have been able to reach it. And then he took my phone with the flashlight on and like turned the camera on so that he could see like down the vent. And he was like, there's nothing down there. There's nothing in that vent. And she was like, oh, thank God. Like, oh, maybe we do have all the pieces. Oh. And I was like, yeah, well, definitely shove some crayons down one of these vents somewhere in the house. So, like, I don't know if we're getting those back. But, yeah. Yeah, so that's my last story.
Ready to put wheels down my mom's toilet.
Hot Wheels? Yeah, who did that?
My brother used to flush Hot Wheels down my parents' toilet when he was little.
Giving them a car wash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brothers would do that too. Pete, one time he got a red truck stuck in the toilet. He couldn't say his T's. So he would call it his red fruck. My red fruck. I remember Peepaw had to come one time and like get it unclogged from the toilet because Pete's red frock was stuck in there. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know. Kids really do, like, we love them. And sometimes they're really difficult, you know. They really test our patience a lot of times.
I know.
Sometimes, like, the funny stories that you get from them, and sometimes just the sweet things that they do, it really makes it all worth it, you know?
Yep. I feel like we're going to get so many more funny stories when soccer starts up, too.
Oh, 100%. If my daughter's playing, we're definitely going to get some funny stories, because I don't know why she wants to do it again. I don't understand it. I'll never forget her first
game. My oldest is doing it, probably.
Maybe.
Your
first
your
game last
after,
year
yeah.
was such a disaster for her. Like, every kid cried, yeah.
Because you know what? I think we forgot to mention to the kids that the ball could be taken from them. Maybe they knew that. And when the ball was taken from them, every single kid cried.
Yeah, and like when your whole life has been based around like, you need to share.
Mm-hmm.
You need to share, and then all of a sudden people are like, it's my ball, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
see why that could be emotional.
I think the second practice after that, I was like, all right, the ball can be taken from you, but you need to get it back. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I'm not dealing with crying kids the entire season,
right?
Yeah, that was an interesting first game. I'm pretty sure everybody in the audience or stands, whatever you want to call it, laughed.
Yeah, it was something else.
It was,
and like, I think I went in a little bit too competitive, and after that I was like, I'm not saying shit at these games anymore.
Well, and then there's my dad, who came to every game with my mom, who grew up playing soccer, coached me soccer all through high school, went to all of my college soccer games, and he's sitting there, and obviously you guys haven't heard, my dad has a rare disease. It's called frontotemporal degeneration. It's a rare form of kind of a dementia. He's 8, 9, maybe 10 years into it. So no filter. He's probably worse than my 4-year-old in the way he speaks. And every time we would have a goal scored on us at those games, he'd be like,
there's another one.
There's another one. They are not good. He would come up to the bench and tap me on the shoulder and he'd be like, you guys are not playing well. I would turn around and he'd be like, Mom, grab Dad, please. Like,
yeah.
These 4-year-olds don't need to hear how fucking terrible they are. Like,
it's so funny though. A couple games that I sat by Joe at the games. And so anytime a ball would get scored on us, he would go, there goes another one. There goes another one. Are you watching this? Do you see this? But then like, he would be on his phone and we would score like the random, very rare times that we would score. And he would be on his phone and he would miss it. And I'd be like, Joe, did you see? We scored a goal. And he was like, ah, we did? Wow. Okay. Like, you missed it, man.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, speaking of my dad, I know we always reference old episodes when we talk about stuff. But there is an old episode where I get pretty raw and real about my dad, if that's something you're interested in learning about and hearing more about.
Yeah, and that was episode 39. The heart holds what the mind cannot. That was the name of that one.
Yeah, that's actually what my tattoo says.
Yes.
But all right, we are going to end the night and pick up on another Sunday for you guys, and we hope you've enjoyed this. If you guys ever have any super funny stories that you want to share for us to share on future what kids say episodes, you let us know and we'd love to share them. So
yes,
email us,
please tell us some of the funny things that your kids say.
Yes, email us at host@motherofallpodcast.com or follow us on Mother of All Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you want to do. And we will be looking out for them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week. Thank you.